trust in marriage was mentioned, we're going to do just a little skit to show you what can happen in a marriage. I'm Mary. This is Joe. We've been married a few years, and we've got some little kids. It's been raining all week. It's been a great day, and the kids have been spilling cereal on the floor and writing with crayons on the wall, and boy, this was all going to be so great. I could hardly wait to get married, and boy, how'd I ever get into this mess? And that husband of mine, he doesn't even act like he knows I'm around. Well, he does grunt in front of that TV for another bottle of beer, but other than that, this was all supposed to be so great, this love forever, you know, for a whole life. Oh.
Well, now that's one side of the story. Would you know that I've had 3 raises in the past year? I bring all this extra dough home, and what do I get? Bitch, bitch, bitch. You know, I come in, the house looks like a cyclone hit it. She looks like the cleaning lady. You ask her for a little lovin', you think you're asking for the national debt anymore. Oh, well. We're going out tonight. One of my buddies asked us over to the club, so I guess we're going to get out of this place.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be getting out. I'm not very glad to be going with him, but at least we're going to get out. Boy, I'm glad we're here, and I'm heading for that bar. I really need one. Oh, does this taste good? Oh, well, that is Andy. My gosh, I haven't seen you since, I guess since the high school prom. Where have you been? Oh, you're transferred back into town. Oh, where's your wife? Oh, she's still back home with the kids. Oh. Oh, how long you been here? 2 weeks. Well, who's been cooking for you? Oh, you've been batching it. Oh, you poor thing. Here, all alone in your new house. Oh.
Well, this is a big club, and they got a bar down the basement, so I go to the other bar. And I'm lifting one down there, talking to my friend next to me, and all of it. Hey. Who is that little... Isn't that Cindy Jones? Look at that dress. Well, hi, Cindy, old gal. Yeah, come on over. Wow, look at that dress. Come on, sit down, Cindy. Yeah, gee, you're a sight for sore eyes. Haven't seen you in a coon's age. No. Yeah, what you been doing with yourself? Where's your hubby? Oh, he's on a trip. Oh, I see. Look at that dress, yeah. And you're over here alone tonight. Well, gee, isn't that something? Well, I haven't seen you for a long time. How's your kids? Oh, they're at your mother's. Oh, I see.
Gee, Andy, it's so good to talk to a man that listens to a woman for a change. It's just so nice to have somebody that understands you. Yeah, I'm having trouble with that husband of mine. Boy, he doesn't even act like he knows I'm there when he comes home. Oh, yeah. Oh, things are kind of dull for you, too. Yeah, I guess this must be what happens in marriage. How'd we ever get into this? Oh, you wonder if I'd kind of like to... We'd go out and get something to eat and maybe drop around at your house? Well,
the music starts and Cindy and I dance and... Look at that dress. You know, we sort of dance out onto the terrace, and the music stops, and I let go of her, and she doesn't quite let go of me, and here it is. And it's, she's willing, and I wonder what Mary would say. Well, you know, I'm not so darn sure I really care. You know, she always did tell me I was the first, but she sure knew how to do it. I sometimes wonder if she didn't do it just to trap me.
And so what's going through Mary's mind? She's thinking, I wonder if I ought to go with Andy. I never have before. And yet, boy, the way this marriage has turned out, I wonder if I shouldn't just go and have some fun. And that darn husband of mine... I gave him everything I had before we were married, and you know, he never seemed to appreciate it. I just wonder if I shouldn't just go off with Andy.
Mary and Joe are at a low point in their marriage. All marriages have low points. All married partners confront this situation in one form or another. All we can say is that if either Mary or Joe does begin an adulterous relationship, it's only going to make the stability of that home and their reconciliation much more difficult than if they stay faithful to each other and do try to work this out. The point we're making is very simple, and it's backed up amply with statistical studies. Those who enter marriage as virgins find the step into adultery a fantastically difficult step to make. Those who have had sexual experience before marriage find it much easier to stray. He who plays before marriage finds it easier to stray from marriage.